reflection of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. It is another day filled with liquid sunshine, as my good friend Wynn is saying this morning. And it is a beautiful day, a beautiful Sunday, if you like the rain and you like what water means for us up here in Jefferson and our cousins down in the south. And with me is, as he will be for the next couple months at least, is Wynn Carpenter from Shasta County. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
How goes it this morning?
So far, so good.
Yeah, it is. It's good. And just to let everybody know, yes, the mouse has added to the Jefferson fold, and a nice, young, healthy, bouncy baby boy.
Yep.
And things are good, and she will be occupied there for a little bit, and we will see her again when she's ready.
Yep. We wish the family well.
Yes, we do. So, oh, man, where to start with everything that's going on still? So we had Declaration Day, and of course that has managed to generate a huge amount of news and media and, you know, even national attention yet again of what's going on. And for me, it's kind of interesting to see how the narrative has kind of changed, how the diatribe has changed from, you know, oh, look at these idiots in the north, what do they think they're doing, you know, where we're almost on the satire page, to, hey, these people are making this happen. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is beginning to take root. Hey, this is a functional. Even our opposition has switched to, oh, these guys are tilting at windmills and they'll never go anywhere. But they may have some legitimate beefs. You know, even I think the only two really intentionally negative pieces I saw were out of the Sacramento Bee and the Record Searchlight. Which, of course, the Record Searchlight just regurgitated the Sacramento Bee article after they polished it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting to see, is the attention that's being brought enough to this subject, and people are really starting to give it a good, long, hard look and go, wait a minute, this isn't right. You know, that was one of the best things I think I heard during Declaration Day, was overhearing a reporter that was talking to somebody, and, you know, one of the people there was explaining Reynolds Sims and the senators and things, and, you know, it actually paused her in her the middle of her own interview, and she just kind of went, wait a minute, that isn't right. No, it's not.
That's our point.
So, you know, now we wait to see what happens for here. We kind of play the waiting game, and you can tell us a little bit of what the counties are up to while we wait to see which way our legislature bounce on the reporting little heads.
Well, the counties that we know of that are doing a signature drive are continuing the signature drive, as we are. I mean, mm-hmm. We're already in. We have plenty of signatures, but it's the emphasis effect that you have to keep collecting signatures. You want as much support as you can from your given county. And that's what we're doing. And it keeps the message out there, and it educates those folks that truly at this point still don't really understand what's going on. You have the dialogue with them. You give them the printed material, suggest they go to the website. And you can even still continue having meetings with them and do all that kind of stuff, get them drawn into the fold so they understand and they can make a decision whether they want to support it or not. They're not being told by someone else not to do it, but they're making their own educated decision on what they want to do. And we're finding that more people are coming on board.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like just because you've won enough baseball games to get into the playoffs doesn't mean you quit playing baseball.
No, and you don't quit winning.
You don't quit winning, that's right. And the level of education, I think, fascinates me. For like the average Jeffersonian from where we were a couple years ago or, mm-hmm. you know, 6 months ago even, the yeah. level of education constitutionally and the understanding of the argument that the average Jeffersonian has, it fascinates me.
It's interesting, like you say that. We've had some new people come in into our fold, and they weren't quite sure. They knew something was amiss. They didn't know what it was, couldn't put their finger on it. Mm-hmm. They knew something just wasn't quite right. So, you know, we share the pocket constitutions that we have, and we point out the issues, and we show them within the Constitution where we stand and why we're doing what we're doing, and they start reading it. They didn't just look at that little component. They read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're checking the whole thing out, and I said, did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing document.
It is. It's the rule book.
It is.
And if you get the rule book out, you know how to play the game. And so you know how to make things happen according to the rule book, which were written by far wiser men than most any of us will ever be.
It floors me.
Yeah.
The amount of just intelligence and divine providence that to bring mm-hmm. those people together in that manner, and just so many.
Right.
So many just brilliant people that they got it.
They got it.
You know, and a lot of people don't take the time to stop and think, you know, this was a process. This was decades of thought and work and, mm-hmm. you know, putting all of this together into
and
this
fighting.
Thing. And they intended it to exist in perpetuity as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they you know, a lot of people go, oh, well, they wrote it for them. No, they didn't.
No.
They were very clear that they wanted this to exist as a model of government for man. And well into the future, they were thinking about the future when they drafted it.
Every word was put in that document for a purpose.
Yeah, was chosen.
It was chosen, yes.
Argued over, thought
yes.
over. I mean, it just each, it's crazy the it amount of thought.
Yeah,
that
it wasn't there for us to interpret.
No.
Read it literally.
Well, that's one of the things that I've been arguing with some people, and I often find myself arguing about the Constitution with people that haven't read it since eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, oh, the Constitution doesn't says that. Why? What makes you think that? Well, it doesn't. I heard that on CNN, you know, or some. Go and pick up your Constitution and educate yourself.
Yeah.
With that Constitution, and come to understand the document, and it'll amaze you of the power that you have as the individual, and you know, and not only that, and one of the things that we really kind of want to talk to today, because of some other things that are going on, is the power of sovereignty,
yep.
jurisdiction, you know, juxtaposition, all of these different things, and what you can do, and In my course of arguing with some people over the Constitution and different things, is they say, oh, well, the Constitution says this. No, it doesn't. Well, the Constitution doesn't say that. Well, yes, it does. And I finally get to the point of, you know, they stick their head in their sand, or they stick their ears in their fingers like a little kid and go, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And it's like, can we just have an honest argument? Okay? This is what the Constitution says. This is what the Founding Fathers meant behind it. You know bloody well that's what they meant and what it says. Let's just have the honest argument of, I agree with the Constitution, you don't.
Right.
Okay, have the moral fortitude to go, hey, I think the Constitution of the United States of America got it wrong. I don't agree with it. I think we need to amend it. I think we need to change it. I don't think it was visionary for the future. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is America. We can have that discussion, but we can't. When you don't have the honesty to stand up in the first place and go, hey, I don't agree with the Constitution. I think it's a flawed document. I think we need to redo it. And try and lie and go, oh, no, no. Okay, we don't get to start the argument from your side of misinterpreting the Constitution. We start this argument from the foundation and the rules.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of us get irritated, is there's the complete denial of facts. To start the, and dear God, people, if somebody is going to want to argue about Jefferson or something, please do me a favor and simply go look up the five fallacies of arguments. They're like the five no-nos of how not to have an argument because it's not a valid argument. Because 95% of it ends up just being fallacies or ad hominem attacks or stuff like, and it's just, are you really looking for a legitimate discussion?
Yeah.
Or are you just bored on a Saturday and you want to feel like you're cool on Facebook? I mean, what is it? So, I don't know. But some things that we want to discuss, some things that are very interesting going on up in Oregon that's going on that we want to talk about. But I think we better slip off to our first break here. And we'll start digging in on some things in the Constitution. And, yeah, it does say that. Deal with it. You know, if you got a problem with it, it's America. Stand up, say you got a problem with it. But don't try to lie and say the Constitution doesn't say that, because, yeah, it does.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of
Yep, up to the east side and the north side and the west side and any side that's not the Sacramento side.
And downtown.
Yeah. All right, hey, we're getting some questions in the chat room about the counties that backed out after Declaration Day. Okay. Now, you've got Keep It California running around like a bunch of cackling chickens going, oh, Plumas County backed out. Oh, Plumas County backed up. You and your little dog, too. It's complete and total nonsense, okay? They've latched onto something and completely twisted it into what it's not. Yes, the Plumas County Board decided to rescind their vote to their motion to have a vote later this year to find out whether Plumas County would join the state of Jefferson or not. They did this because the state of Jefferson went and informed them that there is enough signatures that have been gathered in the county of Plumas already for the declaration to move forward for Plumas County, so they didn't have to spend thousands of dollars of the county's funds to put it on the ballot and said, hey, if you guys don't need to have a vote now if you don't want to, we have enough signatures to put Plumas County in. The board went, that's fantastic. We can save the county and our constituents money. Let's rescind this vote for Plumas County. It's no longer required. And, you know, Cindy Ellsmore and the rest of the Harpies grab a hold of that and go, yeah, Plumas County's not in. It's nonsense. It's typical KIC misdirection and flat-out lies. So I hope that answers anybody else's question. If not, hit me in the chat room. And as far as I know, Plumas was the only other county. There was noise that Lake County backed out. They did the same thing.
Same thing.
They rescinded their vote to put it on the ballot. That was under what's that guy's name down there? Farrington. Farrington. And that was not a friendly thing with the state of Jefferson, but they have not rescinded their original vote to 4-1 to support the declaration.
Right.
And they can't rescind the people's vote, so yes, Lake County is in
Lake County
as
in.
Well yep. as no matter what the Troll Queen and her minions say.
Yep. So everybody's in. Everybody that's green on the map, they're green on the map.
They are green on the map. So, hold on, get a question here from Patty. I don't know if they're working on that or on a response to that. We've put the information out there. We're not too worried about it. You know, it's kind of KIC is going to do what KIC does. The media is going to do what they do. And at the end of the day, the thing to remember is they're not friendly.
What I would do is, you know, if you have a question about their information that they're putting out there, contact them. Ask them where they get their data, their information, and have them answer the questions. But make sure that you educate yourself before you call them so that way you can counter what they say if it is indeed incorrect. You need to be able to be educated about the process. So do it, you know. Hold people to the fire. You know, hold our feet to the fire. If we're not putting information out there that's correct, we need to know that. We want to know that. We want to make sure that it's valid, it's right, we're on top of it, and timely. So that's our goal, is to get all the information out there to everybody so that they know where we stand.
Yeah, and I come from a at it from a little bit different slant of, we have limited time and resources and heartbeats and breaths mm-hmm. on this planet,
yep.
and sometimes you don't want to waste them
right.
on people that are going to be, just let them bumble about and do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I just don't even bother to engage, because you're never going to alter their mindset. You're not going to change the fact that they lie. And the more that you engage their lies, the more time you're spending defending against their lies than you are putting the truth out there and being on the offensive. It's an old tactic. Don't engage it.
Right.
You know, let them throw it out there. Don't take the bait.
And it's part of the process.
Yeah.
And if they don't get enough people being drawn into it, it will fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And so just know that that's part of the process. Be firm on your thought and your stand and stick to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have any questions about that, go to SOJ51.net. There are plenty of places there to get information. You can email us directly on that site, and we'll get back to you. We're pretty good about doing that. I mean, we have enough people in the team that are working on that. We can get back to you and email you, what have you, and have direct dialogue. We'll talk to you. You can call us. Our numbers are on there, so you can always call us and talk to us about information. So we're happy to do that. So please use that information. That's why it's there. We put it out there on purpose.
And the thing to remember is, in a situation like this, is they say one thing, we say something else. Now it's no longer about the fact of what happened. It's whose opinion of who's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If we just stay quiet, quietly say, hey, this is what happened, and go on about our business, give it time. The truth comes out in the pudding.
Yep.
And it's no longer an opinion. It's just becomes truth. And they continue to lose their credibility over time as the truth comes out, time after time. We just have to stay patient and keep our head down.
That's been the process we've been dealing with for the last 2 years.
It is.
And so we've been consistent. We've been doing it for over 2 years. The movement has been going. The current movement has been going for over 2 years, and that's exactly what we've been doing. Just stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay the course, and you will get there. Just stay the course and be honest with people. Tell them the facts, and good or bad. You know, we're honest about that.
Yeah.
If something isn't right or something isn't to the positive, we own that. And we talk about that, and we try to make sure we never do that again.
Yeah.
So we're always good about that. So
yeah, we've never made a mistake in the last couple of years.
No, not one. Thousands. You're like, oh, won't do that again.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Well, you think about it. You know, this is the only place on Earth that's been doing this for the last 150 years.
Yeah, I've thought about that sometimes, is we are literally the experts on state split.
We are.
That terrifies me.
It does me too.
It's like, oh no. But it is, in a way, is it's so simple. We have to stand by our integrity.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stand by our honesty. We don't fall for the tactics and the tricks that we're trying to defeat uses, because then we become them and we lose ourselves.
Right.
And we don't have to engage in every insult and every lie. And this is coming from Red, ladies and gentlemen. I want to fight everything tooth and nail until I bury it in the ground, but we can't do it. There's just some things, let it go, let the truth come out, let the people figure it out, and let the media outlets lose their credibility, let Keep It California lose their credibility, and the more that we just keep on trucking and come out right in the end, the more credibility we have, the more people are listening to us.
That's right. Exactly that. And we have media outlets that are far superior and more credible.
Yes.
Coming to us for the information, and they're actually reporting what we say, and they're mm-hmm. reporting the facts. They're not
yeah.
they're not spinning it. And so right there, that tells you something. I mean,
yeah.
You have all these huge media outlets coming to us, and people that are coming to us that are in either political positions, or they have huge businesses that are coming to us that are willing to have those good, honest discussions and find out what's really going on because they want to know. That's happening. That happens regularly. So people need to understand that it's not just about little old sheltered Shasta County or little old sheltered Tehama County, any one of the counties within the movement. It's about the whole Jefferson Territory, and it's about the whole country, because this is going to affect the country.
Yeah.
And so we're working it so that we do it right, and we're trying to make sure that we do it as right as possible so that, yes, we're going to make mistakes, but hopefully we learn from them and we don't repeat them.
Yeah. And the way that Keep It California gets to their conclusion of what counties that are in, and they have said this publicly, they've said this vocally, it's on their Facebook page, of how they come to the determination that what counties are in and what counties are not in, is by disqualifying your signatures as extra legal and not valid. Think about that. Think about what they're really saying with that statement. I mean, they hide it behind, oh, well, they're not validated signatures, so they're extra legal. Our lawyers haven't found a way to look at them and disqualify them, so to hell with you and your voice and your signature, you bloody peasant.
Yeah.
That's what they're really saying.
But then Governor Brown just approved the illegal votes. So, okay, which way do they want it? You want the legal citizen? And disqualify their signatures, but they allow the illegals to vote.
They don't want to follow the rule of law.
No.
They want to follow this law when they want to, and mm-hmm. not when they don't. And then they want to be extra legal over here,
mm-hmm.
but it's not rule of law all for one.
Right.
It's rule of law for you, and then we do what we want.
Right.
Which is a lot of what...
That's what we're fighting.
What we're fighting, and that's just a small portion of it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the things that we bring up are symptoms of the disease, and the disease is corruption and tyranny.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and, yeah, Judas is going to lie. You know, Judas is going to take their 13 shekels of silver to do the bad deeds. That's what a KIC is. I mean, look at who these people are. You know, take a look at who they are personally. You know, take a look at who they are professionally, who they are politically.
Yep.
And then you'll understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Find out. Ask them a few questions. Ask them what they do for a living.
Ask them a constitutional question.
There you go.
Yeah. And just
find out
them.
Where they live.
Yeah.
Do they live in Shasta County? If they don't live in Shasta County, they do not deserve your time a day. If they're making a decision for you out of, some other county or in Sacramento County, do they deserve your time to be listening to them about what they're trying to rant and be dishonest about?
Well, see, I would hold a lot more patience and understanding with them if they were what they appeared to be. If they simply disagreed with not having a new state, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when they started out, they predicated it with, hey, we are on board. We see you've got these problems. You know, we see the fire fee is this issue in the schools and all of these things. But these things are things that we can fix as the state of California. Not one solution has been brought forward by them.
Right.
Not one idea. Mm-hmm. Not one thing to change anything.
Right.
Just keep my pension flowing. Keep my Democratic Central Committee money flowing to me.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
And then when that all gets cut off, what are they going to do? They're going to get in line with us.
We're going to move to California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
So, and, you know, and again, their pension money's not going to get cut off.
No.
To be perfectly honest, and one of the things that concerns me is you're more than likely to have your pension floated in Jefferson than you are in California. Don't take my word for it. Go take a look at CalPERS, and now even CalSTRS is starting to admit. CalSTRS this last week, and this is something we'll probably be talking about, said, hey, we're good. We have an $11.5 billion reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're fantastic. Oh, really? What's your unfunded liability? $76.2
billion. Hmm.
When do you think that'll be due by? About 2024. And you're unfunded. When do you think with this reserve will reach the capacity to fill your unfunded liability? 2046. Okay, so you're going to cross that critical threshold in 2024. They're done.
Yeah.
They're toast. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. You don't have an $11.5 billion reserve if you have $76 billion in debt. That's not a reserve. That's a payment you're withholding.
That's that Common Core math.
Yeah. It's how Jerry Brown works his budget, too.
Yeah.
So, and that's, we can get into that. Better get off to our bottom of the hour break. And I do want to get going on with what's going on in Linn County, Oregon.
Okay.
Because it's very interesting, and the whole concept behind it plays really into what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So, we will see you on the other side.
Smile. Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The San Francisco Opera HD Cinema Series is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater in January with Carlisle Floyd's American opera, Susanna. It's the story of a young woman in Appalachia accused of indecent behavior after bathing in a stream. Patricia Rosette stars in Susanna, Sunday, January 17th at 2 p.m. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
She was stuck down.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. I wanted to get in a little chat about what's going on up in Linn County, Oregon, and what may be going on with other counties and how it kind of ties in with what's going on in Jefferson. As the western states really begin to wake up to the oppression and the tyranny of their federal government and what they're doing and how they are causing harm to especially to the rural people of the West. I mean, they are trying to grind us out.
Yep.
And it is becoming clearer and clearer every day. It's intentional. It's thought out. It's planned. It's and not only is it grinding out the rural people and hurting just the rural people, they're grinding us out because we're the ones that are going to stop them from selling everybody's resources.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the funny thing is we say open the resources and let the people make good use of them. Let the people see productivity. Let the people see wealth. Let the people of the United States and where they live see the profit from that. That's not what we're talking about with what BLM and the federal government's doing. They're selling these profits and these resources to overseas companies. They're selling them to the Chinese. They're selling them to the Japanese. They're selling them to the Russians. They're selling them to their political contributors. They're selling them to where this thing's going on out in Eastern Oregon. Okay, come to find out, there's this huge geothermal projects out there. Multi-millions of dollars between the government and Goldman Sachs and these huge green companies and all of these people that are feeding at the trough. Well, that's the people of Oregon's geothermal.
Mm-hmm.
That's their resources. They are not seeing any benefit from that. So to say that, oh, we need to do this to protect the resources, no. Our government is exploiting the resources. Our government is using the resources for the federal benefits resources. Or private benefits resources, and those private benefit is usually corporations that happen to contribute to the members of the federal government. The resources are being exploited now, but they're being exploited not for the people.
Right.
Okay. So what we have going on in Linn County, Oregon, and they're asking other counties to join them, is they have filed a class action lawsuit. The commissioners up there, that's like their board of supervisors, okay, has actually filed a class action suit against the federal government and against the state government of Oregon over management of the land. They're saying the federal government's mismanagement of the land has led to public health and safety issues, which is true. It has led to the degradation of their economy, which is true. It's led to the destruction of their resources, which is true. So they're suing the federal government for mismanagement, and they're suing the state of Oregon because the state of Oregon owns that land. They are in contract with the federal government. Okay, that land is basically leased to the federal government to maintain. So not only is the employee of the state of Oregon, which is the federal government, causing harm, by allowing the harm to be caused, Linn County is making the case that Oregon is negligent by allowing their employee to cause the harm. And what that opens up judicially to the whole thought of a county being able to say, hey, you are causing direct harm to us. You owe us. You know, you owe us for the harm that you have caused by not allowing us to use our resources, by allowing our forests to be overstocked. You're endangering our population. You're endangering our firefighters. You're endangering our homes. You have caused us economic harm through your mismanagement. You know, so really, where does that go from there? I mean, it's kind of an interesting case because it really backs a lot of the questions that we're trying to pin down into the corner. The federal government, sooner or later, is either going to have to admit, hey, guess what, guys, we don't own the lands in the West, or they're finally going to have to stand up and say, you know, no, we don't believe in the Constitution. Because I'm sorry, the Constitution clearly states what the federal government can own. It's 10 square miles around Washington, D.C., and needful reservations such as forts and ports and armories and magazines and, you know, things like that.
Within the states that allow it.
Within the states that give them permission. And not only that, it's not in perpetuity. The states can revoke that permission anytime they want.
Correct. Yeah.
So they either have to finally stand up and say, hey, yeah, that's the Constitution, or, again, let's have the argument of, yeah, no, we don't hold the Constitution valid anymore. So Linn County's pushing that in. The next thing that they're pushing in is, can you hold a state government and a federal government as causing harm and negligent to a people such as in a county jurisdiction? Can you do that? The way that I read the Constitution, I think you absolutely can. You know, I'm sure there's some people out there that disagree. I would love to hear from them, as long as they're coming from a factual basis and a factual argument of where they're at with their standing. But that also opens up, you know, remember the old joke that we used to say that with the state of Jefferson, we shouldn't be asking for a separation. We actually ought to be asking for a divorce under domestic abuse and and get one of those domestic abuse grants like they hand out in California for.
Yep.
Yeah. It's almost like that, because has the federal government here caused harm through their mismanagement of our lands?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody could defend that they haven't. Has the state of California allowed them to do that?
Absolutely.
Has the state of California negligently turned a blind eye to it?
Yep.
I would even go one further and say that it's worse that the state of California's jumped right in the sandbox and went, look, I can outdo you.
Yep.
So not only does, you know, this open the question of the lack of representation, and that's one of the things that they're predicating this entire thing on, is because they don't have representation to alter the policy or the laws around Oregon state law or the federal law, because they don't have the representation needed to be able to do anything about it, is why they're making the basis of this lawsuit. They're saying, well, if we had our representation and this is the way it was, it would be because we were negligent, because we weren't able to, you know, to put it. But since you've removed that ability of us and we have no voice, you are the ones that have committed the negligence. It's really kind of ties right into what we're looking at and what we're talking about. And I've really just kind of scratched the surface of this case, and I want to kind of dig into some of the things that they're doing, because I think there's a lot there that we could use in Jefferson too, and, you know, come at them as another prong is, not only are we going to pull politics as you know it in California out from under you if you don't let us go, we want our money back.
Right.
You know, Linn County alone, their part of the lawsuit is $1.4 billion.
Yeah, that's pretty effective.
Yeah, that ain't chump change.
No.
You know, and they're asking for other Oregon counties to jump on board, and I've got a feeling a lot of them, probably most of the ones that we would identify as northern Jefferson counties, will jump on board with this.
I bet they do, because they're all common in what they have going on. If they're with their timber, their agriculture, yeah, their waterways, they all have the same kind of topography and everything else.
Exactly. They've got the same,
yeah,
the same issues, the same mismanagement.
Right.
You know, and as people come online with understanding the truth behind all of this and the way that it's supposed to work, go pick up your Constitution, people. It's
the playbook.
Yeah. It's the second most important book you'll ever read.
Yeah. Based on the first one.
Yeah, based on the first one. Exactly. Oh, man, I didn't even notice. We better get off to our last break, and we'll come up and talk a little bit more about Oregon and the jurisdiction of what's going on with that and what that could potentially mean for Jefferson.
There you go.
Around the clock, Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn down a winning team, Davy
that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Julie Winter as we find out what she wants to do if she's elected to the City Council of Redding. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get you going, I got to say, there was a time, old woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
No good no more. All right, as we got our last couple of minutes here, Wynn's got some important info that he needs to get to everybody.
Yeah, I'd like to just do a little reminder for people to go to SOJ51.net and to do the legislative calls. We're making good progress, but we still need more help. And I know it can be done, and you can do more. You can do minimum three a day. We'd like to have that done. I know more than that can be done because I've done it personally. I've done every one of them in one day. All 120 calls were made, and it only took me about a little over 2 hours to get it done. And it was well worth it because I got to talk to every office, with the exception, I think there were three of them, that their voice box, they had voicemail and their voice boxes were full, so I wasn't able to leave a message. But I noted those, and they'll be my first one on the next day. And so that's how I've been approaching it, trying to hit them all. And it's been pretty good. There's been some good dialogue with their staffers. They're interested. They're curious. And so I share what I know, and I answer their questions, honestly. And if they ask something I don't know, then I will get back to them, and I let them know that. And I've only had two of them ask me a couple things that I didn't quite have the right answer, so I said, let me get back to you. And they were my first call the next day, gave them the information. They were grateful and got to have another count on that little tally sheet that they put there at their desk. So it works out well. So just keep doing it. This is part of the process. And we ask everybody to do it. Do as much as you can, as often as you can.
And make sure you register.
Make sure you register.
I have run into a bunch of people on Facebook going, hey, I made my phone calls, and go, hey, did you register? Did I what?
Yeah.
That helps us get an idea of how many phone calls are going out there.
Right.
How many people are doing it. And like I said, it's not a small amount of people that I've run into on Facebook going, what's register?
Yeah.
So make sure you're registering.
And if you're confused about that, go to the SOJ51.net page. And then in the top center, there's a little yellow-green button that says, it says 51sters on it, 51STERS. Click on that button. Go to the next page, and there's a line there that says ask for your name. Put your first and last name on that same line. And then the next line below that, it asks for your email address. Put your email address in, and then right below that, there's a blue button. You click on that, and that submits you into the drawing. You can only do that portion of the of entering into the drawing once per day because the system is set up to recognize email addresses. So if you do it 10 times, it's only going to take the first one you put in. But we'd love to have you put more names in there as much as possible. And right below that blue button down towards the bottom on the first page, if you go back out to the front page of the website, down at the very bottom, it has the legislative list there. You click on that, and that'll pull up all the legislators on there if you don't currently have a hard copy. And you can print that out as well. Just highlight it and print it out, and you can have the list. And keep in mind the districts, the district numbers, are also the phone numbers, the last two digits of the phone number for the assembly and the senators. So please make sure that you do that and do it as much as you can. You can do it after hours. You don't have to do it Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can do it 24/7. And we've been doing that because on Monday morning when the staffers come in, they have a little present. They have phone calls that were made over the weekend. So keep doing it. It adds up quickly, and it only takes a couple minutes to do each one. And the longest part of the whole process is actually dialing the phone number. So please keep doing that and making the fight happen for us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And it is powerful when legislatures get calls like that and they continue to come in and they just continue to get drummed and drummed and drummed.
Yep.
Keep those calls coming. There's a lot of exciting things coming for Jefferson. You know, as we've said, we're just at the end of the beginning. We're just getting rolling. There were some questions in the chat room about how long is Jefferson going to take, what next, things like that. In all honesty, at this point, it's up to the legislature and what they do next or
correct,
what they don't do next.
That's right.
There's many, many different things that could happen. And as they begin to understand that this can't just be ignored,
right,
it has to be taken seriously one way or the other, because being ignored just provokes a whole different situation that is no longer within their control.
Right.
Because if they choose to ignore Jefferson, they have no control over the situation anymore. It goes into a completely different venue outside of their ability to barter, negotiate, try to weasel around or meander.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're starting to grasp that, and they're really not sure what to do with this.
Yeah.
So, well, until next time, hope you're having a good one. I hope the rain keeps coming. I hope those reservoirs keep filling, that snowpack keeps building.
Amen.
And hope to have some more information, a little bit more detail about that Linn County suit, because it's real interesting. And next week we're going to be talking about the two Supreme Court cases on Reynolds versus Sims that were just heard this last week. The one out of Texas and on how they count districts, and the other one about how they're able to create districts.
There you go.
We'll be talking about that next week.
The United States has today imposed sanctions on 11 individuals and entities involved in Iran's ballistic missile program as a result of Tehran's firing of a medium-range missile back in October. A U.S. Treasury official says Iran's program, quote, poses a significant threat to regional and global security. The announcement comes a day after the U.S. lifted sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. Republican presidential candidates stumping hard this weekend with the Iowa caucuses looming. Donald Trump blasted Ted Cruz on ABC TV's This Week program.
Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him. He's a very, he's got an edge that's not good. You can't make deals with people like that, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for the country.
Cruz slugged back on Fox News Sunday, repeating his charge that Trump supports New York values.
He explained that his views were that he was...